All right, this is Future Finn editing this, getting ready to put it on Spotify. The first 20 minutes of this podcast, yeah, I had my Spotify playing in the background, so that's had to be fucking yeeted from this. So, if you want the full episode, go on YouTube. It's all there on our channel, the full episode. So you're joining us halfway through the conversation about Call of Duty. I'm very sorry. Won't happen again. Sorry, 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 sorry. There is definitely music in the background of most of that. I say most of it, all of it.
Yeah, it's interesting how you say that, Ben, how you feel like it has a nice rhythm where there's enough of a break between action to then fighting more people to action. Okay, action, break. Action, break, action, break. But like I find Warzone so slow. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm just thinking if there's been a battle royale where I've liked the action. I think maybe I don't think anything I think about is Apex Legends with Pathfinder, because the old one you could just fucking start like grappling hook everyone and just like fly around. Obviously it doesn't happen in Modern Warfare, but like it's not something I can and like it's not something I can knock against the game, because that's just personally. I think Warzone has got a good rhythm. I just prefer more action.
But the thing about the action in Warzone is at least it feels like Call of Duty. Like it's
Yes.
like it feels, it's just multiplayer with a with armor, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
It's
which
just
is
like when you
nice.
gunplay is so similar to multiplayer,
Yeah.
which kind of keeps me playing Warzone. Because if it was like a separate build, I wouldn't fucking play it. Like I feel like there'd be so much stuff different to multiplayer. I'd be nah, fuck that shit. I honestly think the biggest success for Warzone is all the contracts.
Yeah.
I think
Yes.
that's the biggest thing they do different to battle royales. Yeah, like when we play, if we're not going for action, we're just doing contract. It allows another instead of just being the little man who sits around the little Will who's like sits around the map crouching. Yeah, I'm not going on the tangent of it's more campy, because the contracts need you to be active. Most wanted, put a target on your back. Supply run, send you fuck off like a kilometer the other side of the map. Bounty, you actually have to do stuff. The only other thing that's kind of hard, like easy, is scavenger hunt. But
But
then
even then, they're still in.
they're like the rarest, aren't they? I think so.
They're probably one
Probably
of the rarest,
around there.
actually. Yeah. I think
Yeah.
bounty's the most common.
I just think contracts are the biggest asset of Warzone.
That is so true.
Definitely.
I wouldn't have brought that up, but that is such a good point. Sometimes you don't see anyone for like 10, 15 minutes, which is just ridiculous. But if you're out getting contracts, get money, get a loadout, etc.
Yeah, exactly. A loadout. I wanted to bring that up. Loadout is an amazing thing to put in the game, because it may even if you could pick up ground loot gun with the exact same attachments as the one you would use in, like you prefer to use, you're still going to go for your loadout because it feels more personal. You want to do these contracts. You need to go kill. You need to go loot. Get around the map to be able to spend 10 grand to get your guns. If you've grinded in multiplayer to unlock platinum for SMGs or golded your kilo or whatever, you want to go get that. It has your charms. If you've bought a tracer pack, you get the tracers.
And
It's so
also, you know, it
personalized.
also gives you like the advantage. Like if you've got like a maxed out gun, you know, you're not gonna get that from just opening a fucking supply box in downtown. You need to go get your loadout. So it makes sense. So I think it flows. Like Warzone is probably, I would say it's the best battle royale. I think it just is. But I just wanted to bring this up because I like this. I mentioned this to you. To Ben earlier, how they moved the story of the campaign from Spec Ops to Warzone, because, well, they kind of dipped spec. They just fucked it. Spec Ops could have been what it was in like Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, which was like very enjoyable and like very fun, but it was just really,
Awful.
you're just really fucking awful, yeah. And I didn't like it. Didn't like it when we played it. It was
No.
just shit. So yeah, they moved the story to Warzone, where you can like collect intel and like find out more about the campaign if that's what you're interested in, which I thought was pretty neato. Oh yeah, and I also did, I forgot about this. They didn't put survival on the Spec Ops for a fucking year on
They're
Xbox.
not.
No, that was a PS4 only thing.
Oh yeah. Oh, fuck that. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
I saw like the big deal about survival on Spec Ops. Thought when I loaded up the game and saw Spec Ops, I thought, oh, they just did a 180. You know, they changed their mind. Completely forgot about survival. When is that out?
Well, I'm pretty sure that it's already past the year anniversary of the game. Is it? I don't know when.
Yeah, maybe actually.
Oh,
yeah.
I've only got when.
So maybe it's out.
Oh. Yeah, it's past a year because this game originally released on October 25th, 2019. So yeah, we're past a year. So it should be on PC and Xbox. But at this point, I don't care. I don't want to go play. I don't want to go play survival. I don't want to fucking play.
I've uninstalled co-op. I've uninstalled it and the campaign because I'm not going to go back and play that.
Oh, I'm just going to bring this up because the whole, like, you can modify your install to, like, not install certain parts of the game. But the game itself is too big. It's too big. It's ridiculous to expect with just Warzone. It's like, I don't know, actually, I can't remember how big it is. I think it's like 140 gigs or something like that if you just have Warzone, which is just nuts. Stupid.
I'm trying to remember. I think it was Titanfall 2 who had a large install because a lot of the stuff they used wasn't compressed.
Yeah.
So I think for a battle royale where you're exploring a lot of stuff and using a lot of assets to reduce stress on your device, they don't compress so that your device doesn't have to use like resources uncompressing, like sound, assets, textures, all that type of stuff.
But still, it should be more or less better optimized, because Fortnite had a fucking huge update where they took out like 30 gigabytes from the that's required, and it is the same game. Like, they didn't take anything out, they just optimized the file management of it, which is dumb. Well, not on Fortnite's part. They're smart. Call of Duty, taking up, like, your entire device. Like, I have a 500 gig drive, and with Warzone and multiplayer, it's, like, 160 gigabytes.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
I think it was probably the mid-season update of the last Battle Pass. I saw a bunch of shit on Twitter, like, saying Modern Warfare for everything has now like surpassed fitting on a standard 240 gigabyte SSD. You can't even have like a dedicated SSD for the game because you need like a bigger one there.
And this is what's fucking absolutely abhorrent about it, right? So they're saying with the next COD, you know, Warzone, it's all linked, whatever. So you don't have to re-download Warzone for the next COD. You just keep your one. And it's kind of like everyone's fucking devices is just Call of Duty, they don't have space for any other game, which is such a disgust. It's honestly, it probably is a tactic. Like you could try and play Devil's Advocate and say it's not, and they just didn't compress files. But it feels like they purposefully did this. So your only choice is to either uninstall the game or play their game.
Fucking big brain, been over here. We are holding your storage device hostage. Play our fucking game. Nothing. But your friends playing this game? Get fucked.
All three of us, we're saying this is a bad thing that they're forcing us to have only their game installed. What have we got? Only their games installed. Because play their games, we enjoy
Four terabyte game. Combined storage.
You're like an exception because average player count or average player isn't going to have a stupidly powerful PC.
Well, okay, this is probably more of a personal discussion right about now. But you two are both gaming on laptops.
Yeah.
Okay, how big is your storage device? 500 gigabytes?
I've got 500 gig internal and 500 gig external.
I've got 500 internal and 1 terabyte external.
How are you having issues?
I'm not having issues. I don't have any issues.
Maybe we're the fucking anomaly, all right? But it's for people who, like, buy an Xbox. And then their storage is eradicated because they've just got to install Warzone and then the next Call of Duty.
Yeah, like, at least with PC, you've got, like, it's kind of modular. You can't upgrade, set up different things. You can transfer stuff over to, like, external drives, but that is a lot of hassle when a lot of the appeal of console, going on a bit of a tangent, is just, like, how easy it is to use.
So user-friendly. You just buy the unit, slap it in the... plug it in the wall.
Apart from having to do, like, day one updates and all that, it is relatively easy. And like doing this, I guess it is kind of on topic, is taking away from that.
How they marketed the next game, Cold War, and they were like, hey, they're all gonna fucking link. How about that, guys? How about that? It's gonna...
Yeah, I've seen like all these like YouTube, like all the references to Modern Warfare, and I was like, wait, really?
That's the thing? I mean, it's fucking really smart, like, but then people are confused because they're like, I will just name Elliot because Elliot is the one that brought it up. He was confused as to why Activision, who have Modern Warfare, so like you open Modern Warfare right now and it will say multiplayer, Warzone, Cold War. And he's like, why are they pushing for Cold War? And I'm like, Activision want all the money. So they want you to go buy Cold War and then they want you to still play Warzone. Which is just smart as fuck.
Because you get to the dashboard of Cold War and you've got campaign, multiplayer, Warzone, zombies, store. The store takes up one of the things, big money port. Warzone. You go to Warzone and then the store's there again. It's like deja vu. Another big money port.
They're genius, literally, like, you have to commend them on it. Like, it's so smart to get people to fucking continue to play their game, which arguably, like, some days you'll play it and you'll go, I fucking hate this game, I fucking hate my life, bye. Go play Minecraft for 2 hours, and then you go, anyone want to play Warzone? Anyone up for a bit of Call of Duty?
I thought you were talking about the story, but you're actually talking about how like the physical games and what they provide are intricately linked. That's simply explained by the publishers making it easy. It's not as if the developers are like, how can we help our sister companies? No.
Yeah, the companies. That's the publishers saying, hey,
guess what, fuckers? Guess what you're putting in your game? You're putting in Warzone. Have fun implementing that.
They implemented it well. We don't know.
Oh, yeah, they're probably getting paid a shit ton.
We don't know yet. We will wait. When it gets to December, we'll see just how well they implement Cold War and the unified levels and progression and weapons and all that bullshit.
Well, they've already started to do it. Like, I mean, they revealed Cold War in Warzone, which you two didn't get to play.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying, they already started tying it in before tying it in.
But no, you're talking about story again. We're more talking about how, like,
just in general, they are
when they transferred the guns. Because, what you got to think about, what I've been talking about on Cold War is how shit the game feels. Like, Modern Warfare, it's beautiful. Gunplay and movement are so fucking nice. Cold War, the guns don't feel like you're hitting people. You don't feel like you're being hit. It feels like you're on ice skates. It's dog shit. But it'd be nice having a whole new arsenal of guns being transferred from Cold War into the engine and feel of Modern Warfare. I'm actually excited for that.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
I think in December, I say there has been a decline in Warzone play, but that's just us. Like, we just haven't played it as much. But because obviously, as I said, like 75 million people play it as of 4th of August. That was only a few months ago. But December,
it's gone up.
Yeah, I reckon December there's going to be a massive resurgence of people that
maybe
dropped off and then they've gone. Yeah, I'm going to use my Cold War loadouts in Warzone because maybe they didn't like Modern Warfare. Maybe they prefer the arcadey style of Cold War. Which some of your points I agree on, Josh, actually, with Cold War.
Yeah.
Some of them.
I can see them, and I appreciate them.
I agree on the, when you shoot someone, it doesn't feel like you're doing anything. But then your point about being shot, I feel like I'm being shot by, like, the fucking heaviest weapon known to man.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like there's fucking knockback. It feels like when I'm running forward and I'm getting shot, I'm like, I'm jittering back. It's awful. I don't like that at all.
I haven't been able to pinpoint it, so I'm not really able to properly articulate it. But, I mean, I honestly can't really say what feels different about being here. But, What is so funny? What is so funny?
Nothing.
I was just internally... I don't know. Just, yeah.
Been thinking about dude-ass.
Do you know what's funny? Do you know what? I was like, oh, yeah, is there anything else I didn't bring up from this bullet point? But we literally did speak about how they link the two games and how the main menu, a third of your page is dedicated to reminding you that Cold War exists and you should go buy it.
So is this on Modern Warfare?
Yeah.
One of the sections is Cold War.
Yeah, when you open up Modern Warfare, You get on the left side is Cold War, middle is multiplayer.
But you've got to remember when like Cold War came, like was able to download, Modern Warfare released like the update. I haven't still downloaded that, so since then I haven't opened up Modern Warfare. So you're telling me what you've got campaign multiplayer?
No, campaign isn't on the front of Modern Warfare anymore.
Really?
Yeah, when you open the menu, it's multiplayer.
Is that?
No, wait, wait, it is. Oh fuck, I don't remember.
You just haven't got it installed, have you?
That could be a very good point. Yeah, I uninstalled it.
Okay, yeah, but yeah, having a whole section on Cold War, that is quite big.
Yeah, there is a.
I remember it's in the store. I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, am I surprised? Not really.
No.
You know, if I was in their shoes, would I put Cold War in there? No, but that's just me.
Yeah, but I think it's funny because you earlier when you said like, oh yeah, you know, our sister company, like let's earn money for everyone because people seem to think...
It's free advertising.
Yeah, people seem to think that like when Infinity Ward make a game, then Treyarch make a game, and then Sledgehammer Games make a game, they're separate. But they're not, because they're owned by like the same people who are like, hey, use our name, Call of Duty, and make a fucking good game that earns us a shitload of money. And everyone's like, fair play.
You said the 75 million people. Think about that. Okay, I'm not sure how it works advertising Cold War on the Warzone-specific client. If you're advertising to 75 million people for free by just the parent company putting it on one of these, putting it on Modern Warfare... Fuck me, is that... That's nothing.
Yeah, because I'm sure they have converted people that have just got Warzone, the free one, and they have got them to spend 80 quid on the pre-order for Cold War. And there's probably millions of people that have done that. If people buy the free Warzone, they use the free version, they still might pay for the Battle Pass to unlock, you know, the various gun skins or the calling cards or operators or what have you. Getting the 20 skips and the first season, like, I'm sure that would sway a load of people. Bottom line is, they've earned a shitload of money and they're going to earn a shitload more. So,
yeah.
Fair play to them.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I've turned you all down. Don't know how I did that. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, that's so weird. That is all the bullet points I've got down, but if, you know, if there's anything else... Oh, in fact, I will say, I want to ask, just Call of Duty in general... Josh, where did Modern Warfare land for you?
Oh, those are old games comparatively. What's that? It's got to be like, what, 7 years?
Yeah. Black Ops 2.
Yeah?
No, Black Ops 2 came out in fucking 2011, pal.
Yeah.
Oh, was Modern Warfare 3 like the year after or the year before that?
I want to say it was the year before.
Hold on, fact check, hold on.
Yeah, Black Ops 2, mate. I played that, like, when I was playing that with my mates in, like, 2014, we were, like, on the last legs. Like, there was only, like, 700 people online. But we were playing that, and that was 3 years later. Like...
I remember playing it when it came out. I didn't even have a console. My cousin brought his PS3 down from York for Christmas.
Okay.
Hooked it up, and that was it. It was brilliant.
Black Ops 2 was... November 12th, 2012. Modern Warfare 3 was 2011.
Jesus.
So those two games, I did play a lot.
Yeah,
100%. And like those were some good games for me to have played.
PEGI 18, you shouldn't have been playing them actually.
Finesse, Activision. Fuck you.
I say it's got to be. I think Modern Warfare has got to be the best COD I've played.
I started playing in May, and as a sort of a statement of how much I've enjoyed the game, I've racked up almost 12 days.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
that shows that it might be a decent game.
And then you could argue about skill-based matchmaking and stuff.
That's a whole long conversation.
But that's what they should introduce. They should introduce it into Cold War. Like, here's ranked, here's league play, and then. Casual, which is non-ranked and don't have skills-based matchmaking. If you want to go, Josh, if you wanted to go fucking slay, you could go into casual and play with all of us. Because like Josh is just, he's just better than all of us. There's no doubt about it.
Like, even with skill-based matchmaking, he's still better than everyone.
Yeah, even if
it's very rare that we find a lobby where Josh gets shit.
Yeah,
on.
Like when we're all getting shat on, Josh will say, "God, they're sweaty," and we'll still come away with like a KD of like 3-4. It's like, come on, man! Like I'm out here.
Josh dropped nukes.
I still yet to witness it. I'm still yet to witness it.
Yeah,
the point is, there should be a casual and there should be a ranked, and that is how you solve the issue, because then the people that want to play and do well and like shit on little kids that bought the game, it's their first game, they're 12 years old, don't pull that face because of what I said.
Shouldn't have brought kids into it.
I'm cutting that bit out. No, I'm leaving it in just for the laugh. Anyway.
you keep going.
But yeah.
Fart dogs.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Call of Duty.
That is Call of Duty related. Tangented a little bit from Modern Warfare. However,
well, it's Call of Duty. I said Modern Warfare, Activision. Activision
episode.
Do I want to make the title Activision? Not really. I'm probably not going to.
No, I think you should. I think the player count will. All right, see you next time, guys.
Sound effects
next episode. Josh is good at that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you just drank from an empty bottle as well.
Don't know what you mean. Anything else you want to talk about with COD?
It doesn't even have to be about COD or anything. Funny.
Pasta.
No.
We know where that's going.
No one can know.
What did you say?
No, well, it's been cut, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's been cut.
It doesn't matter. I can say anything, you know?
Well,
yeah.
It's been a pleasure, Josh.
It has been. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been very nice.
I knew having Josh for the Call of Duty episode would be good.
Because he analyzes it.
It's time to end the show. What colour do you want? You don't get to pick. Fuck you, actually. No, you can't have blue because he's like a hospital blue and I'm like a purple. We can't have three hints of the same colour. You're not choosing. You're not a blue theme. You're not choosing.
Yes,
no,
I am.
No, you're not.
I'm going to come down to Bournemouth.
Good. No, lockdown. Fuck you.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
See you on Minecraft in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
See you around.
Bang. Ended.
I love that.
Clip and shit.